It began with a dream. As mind became one with the machine, our consciousness was immersed in a digital reality as real as any other. We struggled to keep spirit alive, but saturated by media, we lost our ability to dream and longed for escape from the ravaged earth. And so, it was given to us. A portal into a world of designer dreams, crafted for our escape. All who could afford the delights of the virtual fulfilled their desires in a realm of endless possibilities. A new breed of performer was born, whose dreams would be the opiate for the masses.
The following podcast contains some adult language and content. Proceed with caution. Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your host for my 42nd podcast. Who would have believed it? 42. Working up towards that 50 mark. Hopefully we'll get there. I'd like to welcome you, and especially you to the program today. Whether you're listening by home, office, or car, using a laptop, desktop, iPad, pod, or phone, however you listen to the show, thank you. You are probably wondering where this guy has been all these months. I haven't had a new podcast in a while. But I'm slowly getting things back to normal. And you're probably wondering why I took this hiatus. It was due to an illness that I have that I can't carry with me forever. Seems my brain is bipolar, and that can cause some real issues and wind up in a lot of treatment. So that's been the joy of my life, spending holidays and birthdays and treatment, but it had to be done. I suppose I could be Debbie Downer and talk about bipolar issues for this whole podcast, but I don't think I will. I want it to be light and funny. During my bipolar days, things weren't that funny. But I'm living on my own again. Another palatial apartment. But that's the way it goes. So, without further introduction, and I don't mean to be this bipolar chat, we'll get off that topic. Find some new topics to peruse through. But I hope you're all having a great day. Having us also one. You know when you lose something, how frantic you get? Like a billfold or keys or something like that. I'm going through that right now. One of the things of bipolar, it messes with your memory. It messes with your memory. So what's true, what's not true. And I've said some things I shouldn't have. But that's over now. And I feel a lot better. So hopefully I can get on a regular schedule of doing these podcasts. You are probably wondering why I don't do more of these. Well, for one reason, I do them all myself, except for the mishmash one the last time. But I do them myself, and I don't get paid for doing this. And that's one of the reasons they come out sporadically. Before I leave this topic, I'd like to thank my family and friends for all the support they have given me over the years when I haven't been able to do it myself because of bipolar mania. It is a bitch to live with, but I got it, and I wish I could just take a pill and it'd be over and everything would be all right, but I'm stuck taking happy pills the rest of my life. So that's what's happening in my life. I guess I'm being a Debbie Downer. But pretty soon we'll get on to different news stories. I just take the time out to thank my family and friends for all their support. Thank you. For my next topic, right out of the podcast gate, talking about the Florida man has the world's greatest criminal alias ever. When the officer arrived, the suspect said, "I will beat every cop's ass." Let me pop this story up here. When police in Largo, Florida arrested Jeffrey Forrest Poole on charges of violently resisting a police officer, the authorities made sure to list things like his age, weight, and address in his arrest report. Officers also included an alias that Poole has allegedly used in the past, and it is pretty awesome, as well as NSFW. But more on that later. Police were called to the 37-year-old Florida home on a reported domestic disturbance on Sunday morning. When the officer arrived, according to the officer, the criminal complaint, Poole exited his home and said, "I will beat every cop's ass." Then Poole raised his right fist and began to extend it towards my face in an attempt to strike me, the arresting officer wrote, according to the smoking gun. Since Poole was arrested and taken to the Pinellas County Jail, it is highly unlikely he has made good on his ass-kissing promise. kicking promise. Poole was also charged with assaulting a police officer and violently resisting a police officer. He remains behind bars in lieu of $5,150 bail. What makes this case interesting beyond Pinellas County is one tiny detail. The criminal alias Poole was previously used was one Dickface Johnson. Yeah, that won't get you noticed. The name showed up because Poole was either asked if he had an alias or a record on the file under that name. And there was some complaint posting form that has Dickface Johnson on. He must have been having a bad day that day. Yeah, he looks like he could give out that name for his alias one, Dickface Johnson. So that's my first news story right out of the podcast gate. I just finished listening to that story about the man in Florida, and it was a rough read. I tell you, I'm a little rusty at this stuff, but give me a chance. I'll get it back into form as soon as possible. And so you can have a little laugh at the podcast. But I'm trying to keep it simple and not talk about too much inside stuff that no one cares about around the world, except for someone who lives in Minnesota. So I try to make it universal what I talk about, and hopefully you enjoy it. But hey, listen, you're getting this stuff for free, you know. What better way to get it? Get it for free. I might shorten this one up and just post it so let people know I'm around yet. But I'm hopeful this podcast will be one of the more listened to ones because it is kind of special for being the first one out of many months of treatment. So listen up, folks. It's going to get better. I would like to also thank all the people who gave me birthday wishes, too. That was a while back, and I didn't properly wish them well. I wish everybody well on Facebook, and have good holidays and weekends. But that was my big thing. I was in treatment during my birthday, and I didn't even consciously think the day that my birthday was, so I kind of just let it slide by, but I had one during that time. Next up, I'd like to talk a little bit about friendships. How many friends do you really have? Are they all on your Facebook friends list? Somebody who asks for your help and you drop whatever you're doing at the moment and go help them or whatever. I'm just thinking that I lost a good friend because of my political and or religious beliefs. But yeah, it's a tough road to hoe when you lose others. I have lost over the concept of money. But that's another way. But finding a good friend is a hard thing to do, who sticks with you through thick and thin. But hopefully everyone has decent friends. And I'd hate to lose one over anything, but I think I have. Like money, you shouldn't discuss money, religion, and politics. You know, I rarely talk politics. I probably could go an episode about Donald Trump's hair for a 5-hour show. But no, the attire of Hillary Clinton, Miss Pantsuit. If someone can tell me how they keep long-term friends, I'd really like to know. Because it doesn't seem to... I have a few, but it's not as many as I'd like. But that's the way it goes when you have bipolar. Some people stick with you, and some people don't. According to the Huffington Post, you can get ice cream from Britain's oldest ice cream man at 103. See, he's Britain's oldest ice cream man. When you're 103 years old, you've earned the right to chill, even literally if that's what you want. Giovanni Rosa built a successful ice cream business in Cambridge, England, before retiring in 1995. Now he's behind the wheel of an ice cream truck again, thanks to a birthday gift from his family. A fully restored Bedford HA like the one he had during the 60s, Southwest News Service reports. And they got a photo of him holding an ice cream cone out the window of the truck. And he doesn't look a day over 101, I'm sorry. But restoring the vehicle costs the family nearly $20,000, but it's pretty sweet with a built-in freezer and a recording of Oh Solo Mio tinkling out over the speaker. The van is exactly like the one he drove in 1966, and I'm delighted to have it, Rosso tells the Huffington Post. And it's very exciting to get behind the wheel again. not the Huffington Post, SWNS. I'm not sure what that stands for, but we'll work through it. Rosso may be pleased about the gift, but his grandson, Carl, said he has doubts the aged ice cream man will work full-time. I imagine he'll go out to the streets again, but maybe he could take it to special events like weddings, he told SWNS. Maybe I should make an effort of writing a good, putting in good news stories instead of some of the weird ones I've had over the past. But this was pretty neat. I mean, even to want to lift a finger to do anything at 103, but he wants to peddle his ice cream. But hopefully he has a long route. By the looks of the clock on the wall, it's a little bit early, but I want to put this podcast to bed and get it up there on the interwebs. And I'd like to say thank you for the devoted fans who've listened to multiple episodes. Thank you. Whether you listen in your home, office, or car, if you listen by Android phone, iPad, pod, or phone, or MP3 player, however you listen, thank you. And there are multiple ways to get a hold of me also. Facebook and my websites. And if you want to listen to them, I'll let you figure them out. It's available on iTunes. If you type in infotainment in the search. But you can hear this program on iTunes as well as the home hoster site. And hopefully you are having a great day and have a happy tomorrow. I'll talk to you next podcast. Bye-bye, folks. Getting from there to here, it's been a long time, but my time is finally near. I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky. And they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind. 'Cause I've got faith of the heart. I'm going where my heart will take me. I've got faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul. Into the heart.